This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Tuesday, we'll check in John Smoltz, the Hall of Famer. He'll be on the call for Fox tonight, baseball's All-Star game. We recapped Home Run Derby. Congrats to Pete Alonso. I think baseball won last night. Shohei Ohtani bowed out in the first round, but that's okay. You got some people to tune in to watch the Home Run Derby that probably wouldn't have tuned in to watch. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Say good morning. Good morning to our TV partner, Peacock, the streaming service. Download the app, watch for free, and our great radio affiliates, including the Fox Sports Radio lineup, numbering nearly 400 cities around the country. McLovin, the poll question and the results from the first hour.
Would you rather see Team USA play close games and possibly lose or roll through the field? 64% want to see close games.
All right. I want to see close games. And whether we want to or not, it seems like that's what we're going to see until the final team, the final roster is going to be brought together after the NBA Finals, because you got a few players who are playing in the NBA Finals right now. But losing to Australia last night, and then Argentina is next up. Just an exhibition, but judging from Greg Popovich's reaction to a reporter's question, he got a little salty with Joe Vardon, and Joe will join us. We'll have that exchange for you coming up. And I want to tell everybody to calm down when it comes to Team USA. You lose to Nigeria, and then you lose to Australia last night. They're exhibitions. And it is worth pointing out that this team isn't fully formed yet. Some of the players still playing. But it's a wake-up call. And it's an entertainment wake-up call as well, because I would not have watched that game last night, except for McLovin gave me a heads up and said, hey, Team USA is losing to Australia. I did say to him, what sport? Because I'm thinking, wait, Team USA playing again? And they're losing? I'll watch tonight. I'll watch a little bit back and forth with the All-Star game. NBA Finals resumes on Wednesday night. But, you know, every country seems to have a handful of NBA players now. And, you know, you got teams. Team USA used to be bigger and more athletic. They could play defense. They can get out on the break and run. Now, I don't think there's any reason to panic yet, because the team is going to look a lot different when it gets to Tokyo. But it's just a subtle reminder. Team USA is going to actually have to work to win a gold medal this year. Yeah, McLevin.
And I don't know, like Australia, if they had Ben Simmons too, I don't know if that would be good or bad, but he's not even playing there. Like, it's going to be a tight field. There's a lot of good players.
Well, Ben would help them. Now, they may not need him or want him now, but yeah, I mean, come on. He's still one of the top 20 players in the NBA.
This is a total fantasy, but people were joking on Twitter. Is LeBron James going to come in a Space Jam uniform? Oh. How much could they use LeBron, Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler? I feel like you need the older players to come in with some experience.
Well, as I mentioned in the first hour, if this had been LeBron's team last night that had lost these two games, he would be getting roughed up. You know, we forget. Like, we pick and choose when we want to recognize Kevin Durant as the best player in the game. And, you know, when he wins, then we're like, oh, my God, Kevin Durant's the best player in the game. When he loses, we don't go, man, Kevin Durant lost. LeBron, it's every single game is a referendum on his legacy. And I look, I know I defend LeBron, but it's because we don't criticize other players the way we criticize LeBron. We don't hold Kevin Durant accountable. As great as he was in the playoffs, like, if LeBron lost these two games, we would be like, Jordan never would have lost it. And that's how we argue with LeBron James. And look, he's a big boy and he's fine and, you know, he doesn't need me to back him up. I just think there's a lot of hypocrisy when it comes to this. But a lot of that has to do with social media. Are you going to get clicks if you, you know, criticize Kevin Durant for losing these two games? Nowhere near the volume if LeBron James had lost these two games. Yeah, Paul.
And isn't this exactly the reason why so many NBA players would pass on the Olympics? Because there's no upside. You're risking injury. You're risking criticism for losing, big criticism when you lose. And if you win, it's like, well, we expect you to win. What do you thump your chest? Like, Kevin Durant has almost zero upside playing in this Olympics. Rest, injury, yeah. Perception.
I would not want my players to play. If I was an owner, I would not want my players to play in the Olympics, because they did complain about the quick turnaround. And look, do I love that you're playing for your country? Yes, I do. But I also have to look at this as a business, and I would not want my players playing. I understand why Luka wants to play. Luka said winning a gold medal for his country would be more important than winning an NBA championship. Okay. But once you've won one, or you're expected to win all the time, it's a little different. If Team USA wins the gold, we won't even notice. Now, if they lose win in dramatic fashion, then maybe we will. But, you know, if they bounce Spain in the finals, you know, by 7, we're going to go, oh, okay. Oh, yeah, look at the medal ceremony. I mean, that'll be it. But if Team USA loses, then we'll start talking about the rest of the country, rest of the world catching up with us. And I still go back to the Dream Team and the impact that it had. Even though these players who were young at the time, if they were even born at the time, their countries were blown out by Team USA, the Dream Team. But the impact that had, that your country was playing against Michael Jordan and Magic and Larry and Charles Barkley, That stayed with a lot of these players or their parents. And I just don't think you can overstate the impact of the Dream Team and what it meant to the rest of the world. Yes, McLove.
You were at the last couple Olympics. Did you ever go and watch those games? I don't have much of a memory of us winning the gold in 12 or 16.
Yeah, I went, but...
Was there buzz?
No. No, there was not. But I started going to other games, other countries. You know, Team USA, you know, I think I saw 3 games, two full games, but there wasn't the atmosphere that I thought that I mean, it wasn't a big deal. It wasn't must-see TV in my opinion. But I did like watching the other countries, and just because they play a different style of basketball. Australia last night passed the ball. Now, I mean, this is going to sound strange to you kids out there, but it is okay to pass the ball more than 2 or 3 times down the floor. It is. You're allowed to. You don't get penalized. Team USA, dribble, dribble, high pick, screen, dribble, dribble. Whereas on Nigeria and Australia, they don't have the talent. They move the ball. And you saw that last night. Now, it might not be aesthetically pleasing to you, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed watching them move the ball. Therefore, you're asking these guys, yes, Todd, it must be important you raised your hand.
I was going to just add to your comment saying it's seeing the Bucks and especially the Suns, what they're doing in the finals. I think it's been kind of refreshing that they've been passing the ball around the perimeter more than just this one or two and then chucking up a three.
All right. Well, thank you, Tom.
I didn't mean to interrupt
you.
No,
I didn't. I didn't know if I made a mistake there, the way you hand bolted up there. Yes, Paulie.
I just like to echo Todd's sentiments, and I like the movement in the finals.
All right. Well, thank you, Paul.
Just want to back
appreciate that. All right. Let's see. So I mentioned that we have the All-Star game coming up tonight. Pete Alonso wins Home Run Derby. I was looking at some of these stats with Babe Ruth, and Babe Ruth, I think in the span of 3 years, led baseball in the Triple Crown for pitching and also the Triple Crown for hitting. So he morphed from pitcher to hitter. Now keep this in mind, that he refused to pitch. Like at one point in his career, Babe Ruth said, I'm not going to pitch anymore. He was going to leave the team and play for a shipyard baseball team in Pennsylvania. And so he was going to be, you know, they were going to have legal action brought against him by the Red Sox owner. And he rejoined the team without playing for this shipyard baseball team because he realized, I don't want to pitch anymore. And he had been a great pitcher. He led the American League in home runs for the first time in 1918. He hit 11. And then he led the league in strikeouts, slugging, and OPS as well. And hot dogs and beer and who knows what else. Only five teams hit more home runs than Ruth did by himself in 1919. Only two teams had more than his total in 1920. Yeah, Paul.
You compare it, because with Babe Ruth's numbers, you have to compare it to what the second best home run hitter is at the time. Imagine like if Pete Alonso had 45 home runs and Shohei Ohtani had 175 home runs this year. That would be comparable to what Babe Ruth did back in the day.
Well, Ruth's the only player who led the league in, I guess it'd be wins, strikeouts in ERA as a pitcher, and then he would also lead as home runs, RBIs, and batting average. He did that in the span of 3 years. The only player to lead the league in Triple Crown categories as both a hitter and a pitcher. It's Ruthian. When somebody says, you know, hey, and there's other analogies here. Like you had those iconically great names. So you have the Beatles. Oh, they're the Beatles of Babe Ruth, Shakespeare, Einstein, Beethoven or Mozart, Gandhi, Leonardo da Vinci, Picasso. Like it just has those, like you could just do Babe, like a singular name. And now, yeah, but a lot of these artists who go by, or even soccer player, like they're just a singular name. Beatles, Babe, Shakespeare, Einstein, Beethoven, Gandhi, da Vinci, Picasso. Yeah, Paul.
Is Einstein's last name the only last name in history that's become an insult? Like when I would screw up in school, my teacher would, hey, nice work, Einstein. I can remember I would screw up in algebra. I would get it 100% wrong. And this teacher would go, Mr. Mendenhall, would be like, hey, Einstein, why don't you keep it down back there? It was not a compliment. It's a jab.
Yeah, probably so. I don't think if you you hear a bad band, like, oh, you think you're the Beatles or something?
Right. Einstein's a negative.
Or you're painting, and who do you think you are, Picasso? Yes, McLeod.
Who's the broadcaster name? One that jumped to mind was Howard Cosell. Okay, Howard Cosell. But that might be Whale.
Yeah, Walter Cronkite.
I'm Walter Cronkite.
Oh, who do you think you are, Walter Cronkite? And that's the news. That's the way it is.
Well, that's always one of my favorite things whenever we're shooting something around here, because you know whoever's directing is going to get the line from you.
What do I usually say?
Like, what are you like? Okay, Scorsese, let's just shoot this thing.
Oh, yeah.
You said that 100 times.
Okay, Scorsese.
Yeah. When we would do our our Super Bowl promo shoots, and we had a guy that he might have had a scarf on, an ascot or something. But, you know, he'd have all these different shots laid out. And go, okay, here's Scorsese. All right, Cecil B. DeMille, let's go. Come on. Yes,
Eden. You had, there was one time you were shooting something for, I forget who it was for, but you were out in the parking lot across the street from the old studio, and there was a crew of what seemed like 75 people there to shoot like this 30-second thing.
Yeah.
And the dude had his scarf on, and he had like all these tattoos. He was like straight out of Central Casting yeah. for a director, and he had a guy that he could snap his fingers, and the guy would light a cigarette for him and give it to him, and then he would give the cigarette back to the guy could hold it. For him, like, this guy really exists.
I know,
this is a real person.
God, I forgot.
Are we being punked?
I forgot about that.
He'd snap his fingers, and the guy, somebody else would light the cigarette for him and give it to him.
I actually thought that the guy was going to inhale the cigarette and then blow the smoke into his mouth. Yes, Paul.
And this guy had been tasked with shooting a video of one of us getting hit in the groin with some type yeah. of ball, and he's sitting there going, you know, the light would really pick up the your groin area so well if we waited till sunset.
I think he had an accent, one of those fake accents. It sounded a little Frenchish, but it
Can
wasn't.
You play your groin towards the camera a little more, Paulie.
Yes. Yeah.
Good times.
Good times, great oldies. We'll take a break. John Smoltz will join us. He'll be on the call tonight. What did he make of the festivities last night? And Shohei Ohtani, his future as a pitcher and a hitter. Is there somebody he played with or against who could do what Shohei Ohtani is doing? We'll talk to John Smoltz coming up on 15 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show. Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed features Sleep IQ technology. You will get almost 100 hours more proven quality sleep per year. You will. With this Sleep Number bed, I mean, there's so many great things about Sleep Number. And it's not just the bed. Or the Sleep IQ technology. My Sleep Number setting is 100, by the way. But they also have tips for you. It's not just, here's the bed, see you. Try going to bed and waking up around the same time every day, including weekends. You know, make sure you're limiting alcohol. Also, if you're watching TV in your bedroom, make sure you do it and give yourself time before you go to sleep. Sleep on the bed that is ideally adjusted so it's right for you. Avoid alcohol. That's a known sleep disruptor. Discover proven quality sleep. Save now. Sleep Number 360 smart beds, adjustable bases starting at just under $1,100. For a limited time at Sleep Number stores or go to sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike, and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Alec Baldwin is back as the baby, Boss Baby in DreamWorks Animation, the Boss Baby family business. This time he's got some help from Amy Sedaris as the new Boss Baby in town. Looks like a blast. The Boss Baby family business now streaming only on Peacock. We'll talk to John Smoltz coming up here in a moment. Sean in Florida joins us. Sean, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. First time, long time. 5-6-1 in. Dan, the Derby last night was nearly unwatchable. If Ohtani wasn't in it, I would have turned it off. And I'm with you. The split screen was done poorly, and they should have had a camera behind home plate. Why not implement a launch monitor similar to that they have in the PGA Tour?
Yeah, I think that would be fun too, but they were trying to speed up the process. And I think in the process, they took away from what these home runs. I mean, these are supposed to be majestic home runs. And you just assume that, you know, when I would watch somebody swing, I didn't know where it was landing. And I would just go, okay, I guess that's a home run. And, you know, Chris Berman, whether you liked him or not, you know, Chris still was definitive. Like, you knew right away. You know, he would yell out, gone. And look, Carl Ravage is different than Chris Berman. You know, Ravi is more understated in how he was going to call it last night. But given the split screen that we didn't see where they landed, I just would have liked a little bit more of an emphasis on that. If you're going to – I don't even know where it landed. And that's where you tune in to see how far. Not how many as much as how far. Dean in Washington. Hey, Dean.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Seton, if you don't like sunscreen and keep getting the sunburn, maybe do a sun hat.
Yeah, we tried to get him to do that, but I think he's anti-sun hat.
Oh, yeah. Well, it takes a while to get used to. Anyway, I just had a question slash comment on LeBron, and I guess I just want to preface it by saying I think LeBron is doing great things outside of basketball, so got to respect that. But do you think that he invites some of that criticism based on his legacy, just the way he talks about chasing the GOAT and you know, other subtle comments
but
like that?
I don't think, Dean, I think LeBron is the most criticized athlete in history. Like, it's not even close.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, but does he deserve to be the most criticized athlete?
I don't know. I just question because sometimes I guess he kind of rubs me the wrong way in the way he speaks about, you know, talking about chasing the GOAT, I guess. Maybe it's because I'm a Michael Jordan fan.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong. Like, I'm glad that he acknowledges he's chasing Jordan. Now, he answers questions, but I don't know if he initiates that. I like the fact that he wants to go after Michael Jordan. Kobe did. Like, did anybody criticize Kobe because he won? I mean, he truly wanted to be Mike. He said he wanted to be Mike. LeBron is not Mike the way he plays. Kobe was as close to Michael Jordan as we're going to ever get. And he openly acknowledged that. But I just think LeBron is the most criticized athlete in history. And it's not even close with social media and everything. Like, coming out of high school, you know, he's on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Like, it's pretty amazing what he's been able to do as a person, as an athlete. Like, how many true screw-ups does he have? Yeah, the decision. We got that. You know, was it wrong? Yes. I mean, that's not the end of the world. Plus, he empowered athletes. That's the first time you had a singular athlete empowered, it felt like. They took control. They took control of the message. And LeBron did that. Now, also, you get guys my age who probably don't like athletes when they control the message. But LeBron did that, owned the show. They helped produce the show, and he gave us the decision. So, you know, what else is so bad about that? That's what I'd be curious about. But no, I'm defensive with LeBron because what he's done, I don't think he'll ever get enough credit. Because when you lose in the NBA Finals, well, somehow that makes you a bum. And he took some of the, at least one of the worst teams that will ever play for an NBA championship and could have easily, in my opinion, been the MVP in a losing effort. I really believe that. A couple of years ago against Golden State, I think he could have been the MVP. We'll switch gears, switch sports. He's John Smoltz, the Emmy Award-winning, outstanding sports event analyst. And well, let me, you know, before we get to all of that, I'm watching the golf tournament this weekend, American Century, and my boy John Smoltz is leading. And I thought, well, that's great. John's going to win, and then he's going to go, you know, he's going to be hosting the All-Star game, and then you lose to Vinny Del Negro. How nervous were you? Pitched in a World Series before, John. How nervous were you compared to how you were on Sunday in the last couple of holes there?
So it wasn't the nerves that got me. I mean, I felt great in a baseball game, of course. Golf is a different story. So, and it, you know, in some of the tournaments that I played in, the nerves were worse in golf. Unfortunately, in this tournament, I had lost my swing. So it's a worse scenario than nerves. Like, it isn't the nerves that lost my swing. I just lost the fundamentals of my swing. And when you do that in golf, you're like hanging on. And so I felt like there was nowhere to go. Like in baseball, if I lost my fastball, I had my slider, I had my split, or vice versa. In golf, if you lose your swing, you're trying to figure out how you're going to get the ball in the hole. So I definitely was battling the last round. I wish I would have had a better swing going, but I got to give Vinny all the credit because he played great that last day. And then you know the story about him losing his dad and not telling anybody and winning the tournament was something pretty incredible.
You needed Leo Mazzoni, I think, to help you out there. come out to the mound but explain how you lose your swing.
Well, you know, in golf, like I'm not connected mechanically like I was in baseball. And yeah, you get a reminder in baseball to come out and say, hey, do this. And Greg Olson, my caddy, was great in trying to get me through the round. But in golf, like I'm not as technically sound. I mean, I'm kind of a self-taught golfer anyways. And when you hit a ball, I think it was around the 11th hole, and you go, where did that come from? All of a sudden you start thinking about things that you don't have a go-to shot. And so I will have learned another lesson, a painful lesson about, you know, finishing the deal, because the shot on 17 is the whole tournament for me. And I hit a bad shot on 17, but it wasn't because I can honestly say, in past tournaments, it would be more nerves. But now I played in enough tournaments that the nerves aren't the issue as much as me not making a good swing.
But what's tougher, hitting a baseball or, you know, hitting a golf ball?
Hitting a golf ball under the circumstances of a tournament, you know, especially when you know that you got a chance to win a tournament, which, you know, I've only won a couple. So hitting a golf ball under self-induced pressure, I would guess, would be the thing, because it's not moving. You would think hitting a baseball is way tougher.
Yeah.
And the art of hitting a baseball certainly is tougher. because anybody can hit a golf ball, but it's, can you hit a golf ball straight, or can you hit a golf ball with that tension that, you know, you can't have tension. You can have a little tension and hit a baseball and be a little aggressive. You can't really do that as a golfer.
John will be on the call with Joe Buck, the fifth consecutive All-Star game that they've been together. That'll be at 8 Eastern on Fox. Pre-game coverage beginning at 7 Eastern. Kenny Rosenthal, Tom Verducci will also be there as well. We've been talking about the Home Run Derby. A lot of people probably tuned in because Ohtani was there, even though he bowed out in the first round. I was looking for a comp here, John, of maybe somebody you played against or with who could have done both, pitching and hitting. I don't know. Carlos Zambrano was a great hitting pitcher, good pitcher. Madison Bumgarner, Mike Mussina. Do you know anybody that back then that could have been able to pull this off of what, not have the power of Ohtani, but to be able to be a day-to-day hitter?
Not really. You know, the pitchers like Mike Hampton, the pitchers you just mentioned, they had ability to, you know, run 2, 3, 4 homers in a year, maybe. But no, nobody to this magnitude that we've been able to see do it at a level that is unmatched. You know, go back to Babe Ruth. And I know Babe Ruth, it's easy to just make that comparison, but it's harder to try and draw out what Babe Ruth did to what Ohtani's doing in this era, because there's so many more home runs. And I think Ohtani in itself, I've said this many times, and I know a lot of people think I've lost my mind when I say it. If he just pitched, if all he did was pitch, he would be making the trails of one of the best pitchers in our game, period. But he doesn't just pitch. He doesn't have the reps. He's only got like 25, 26 starts. And he's at such a high level offensively. People don't understand. You've got to concentrate and share your energy in places that pitchers just can't do on a daily basis. You can't pitch once every 5 days and rake like he does every 4 days and then share that greatness. You're going to give up something, and he's giving up something on the pitching end, no doubt, because he's been so good offensively. And I say that if he didn't take another at bat and he just pitched the second half, hands down MVP. I mean, hands down. We thought if he had these numbers at the end of the year, that would be a great year ending statistics. So I'm in awe of what he's doing, because I know as a pitcher how much time I dedicated to my craft. He's not dedicating that time. He's not giving himself, and rightfully so, because he's a two-way player. So to give you a perspective, and I'll say it tonight on the broadcast, when you get ready to pitch on the road, okay, forget the All-Star game, which is what he's doing, you time your performance to get ready so that maybe 5 minutes before your team ends up making the last out, you go out to the mound to pitch. He can't do that. He's got to time it 20 minutes or so before. Then he's got to go hit. Then his team hits. Then he goes on the mound. He might be 30 minutes before he actually throws his first pitch in a game as a pitcher. So there's so many hurdles that he's overcoming and making it look pretty easy. You know, it's amazing to watch.
I just wonder about the whole mental preparation, because as a hitter, you have to prepare for the pitcher right. You're facing. And as a pitcher, you have to prepare for an entire lineup. And to do that on the same day, it'd be like playing safety and quarterback in the same game.
Yes. I mean, the biggest thing is the physical act can be done. The mental awareness and you get more tired. Like, yeah, I could see him being more exhausted in those games, rightfully so, because he's sharing the information both ways. He wants to get hits, and then he wants to go and pour his energy in when you're pitching. When you pitch in the National League or American League, especially in the National League, it's not like he's playing National League rules when he pitches. You're hitting ninth. You really don't care about hitting. You're going to put a bunt down. There's no stress. I mean, you're only thinking about the 8 or 9 hitters you've got to get out. So he's got a combo of leading off or batting second and getting right away in a different mindset before he even gets in the pitching mindset. So it's a unique skill set, and I don't know how – it's interesting what Joe Maddon's going to be able to do, because they need his bat. I don't know if you can keep leading him off and still pitch at the rate that he's doing, maybe drop him in the order. I don't know, but this is going to be pretty fun to watch.
How would you pitch him?
Definitely splits away. I mean, anything going away, because anything coming in, I've seen him take high fastballs, sliders at the back foot. The one game that he struggled a little bit offensively, Gausman pitched against him really well, and he's got a great split. And, you know, that game, he looked a little bit tired from the standpoint of trying to do both. And he pitched an outstanding game against the Giants. So I would have to make sure that I would have to get something going away from him, because his plate coverage and strength is too good right now.
And he's such a great athlete. I think that people don't realize his size, his speed, and then he's got an incredible right arm, and he's the best power hitter in the game, I guess.
Yeah, it's unique. The only comp I can give you is like a Bo Jackson, who played two different sports in the same kind of spot, size, speed. But he played two different sports. This guy's playing two different sports in the same sport, because we've never seen anybody do it, right? And yeah. Deion Sanders would be another guy that would come up to mind, because athletically, to do what they're doing is something no one could ever envision. A guy, especially at this level in our game, at the All-Star break, 30-some home runs is incredible.
We have Joe Maddon, Ohtani's manager, on tomorrow. If he asked your advice on – how long do you stay with this? How long do you want him to go, you know, two ways here? What would you say?
Well, if the contract didn't state that he's got to keep doing it, it would be one of those things that I would
think, wait. It does state that.
Well, I would think part of the reason he's with the Angels is the contract that they worked out, that he was going to get a chance to do this for however many years. I don't know what that means or what it says, but I think that anybody who tried to get out in front of this thought that one of the areas would phase out.
But okay? Do you think that there are teams that weren't going to give him this opportunity to do both?
I think there were teams that were probably hesitant in the beginning to try to, you know, navigate this, because his feet to the fire were quick. And I think all of us who got out in front of us said, this isn't going to work. Yeah. Like, he needs to have some time here or time there. And he's proven everybody wrong. And really, the Angels, I got to give them credit, because they stuck with it. What my advice would be, if the Angels got to a place, this is the rub of what is Ohtani's greatest asset to the Angels? Well, right now, everyone would go, was obviously his hitting. But if they get to the playoffs, this greatest asset is his pitching. They don't have that kind of pitching. So that would be a challenge when you get closer to, let's say they were in a playoff run. How do you get him ready to pitch game one and sacrifice something maybe from his hitting standpoint, to know he's so important to win a game on the mound? How many games can he win in a series, obviously, at the plate? So it's a delicate challenge, but I'll tell you, Joe Maddon has a good plan, and he's worked it out.
We're talking to the Hall of Famer, John Smoltz. He'll be with Joe Buck tonight, 8 Eastern on Fox. Pre-game coverage starts at 7. Kenny Rosenthal and Tom Verducci will be on the field as well, part of the broadcasting crew. The spider tack controversy's kind of gone away for a little while. I kind of liken it to, you know, a police officer is here, so you don't speed by him. You wait until you're past him, and then you may speed by him. So I'm assuming pitchers are just putting it away to bring it back. As a former pitcher, John, what would you be doing if you were using it?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that the information that's come out and the timing that they gave the pitchers, you should be able to know how to pitch without it, and especially in the summer. And I think every pitcher that's an elite pitcher will learn how to get around that aspect of, okay, this probably went too far, and the rosin and sweat and the ability to go to your mouth and create some saliva is there for the pitcher. Now, the challenge will be, of course, is going to be if it gets cold out, you know, and at the end of the year. But I think once they understand that they don't have to have, you know, it's kind of like a psychological thing that in the summer you don't really need. You're going to see pitchers return back to the elite pitchers will return back to their form, because it won't be this rhetoric or conversation we're having because they need this to pitch. Now, it might hurt some fringe pitchers or some pitchers who have been able to excel because of it. They're going to have to learn differently. And that's where you're going to see the offense balance be a little bit better. And I think that's what you've seen with hitters being a little more confident, that they're not seeing the kind of revolutions and RPMs that they were before.
When you doctored the baseball, how did you do it, John?
When I doctored it, yeah, I wish I could have doctored the baseball. The bullfrog was the only way with rosin. You know, that's the one area where if baseball next year can get to a common ground to wherever, I think they're working on a substance that will work for everybody, because no hitter wants to know that a pitcher doesn't have control of the baseball. See, it went from being able to control the baseball to be able to do things to a baseball that haven't been done before. And I think that's the balance. That's the argument. And hitters will not complain if you have control of the baseball. Where they think it takes it to the next level is when the backspin and the spin rate gets to an all-time high. And I think that's where they say, okay, that's crossing the line. So back in the day when we couldn't go to our mouth. So you're pitching in Colorado with some of my worst feelings in the world, or I pitched in Cleveland. I had no way of getting grip on the baseball, and my performance suffered. It really did. And so from the moment it got below 40, I was in trouble. But anything that was over that, we had the rosin and we had the ability. And the bullfrog, by the way, only lasts if you have a short inning, because there's nowhere to put it. I didn't have anything on my body. It would basically be a little dab before the inning would start, go right to the rosin, and then I could pitch. But if I had a 30 pitch inning, then there was nothing to go to. So that, I think you're going to see a balance come back after the season's over, of technology being able or baseball being able to come together and have something that works for everybody.
I'll leave you with this. The all-star that isn't a household name, but we should keep an eye on tonight.
Wow, good question. I'm fans of guys that, when you bring that up, I think of Whit Merrifield from the Kansas City Royals and how he does his thing when it isn't the most popular thing, right? He's not hitting a ton of home runs, exit block. He just gets base hits and steals. We're going to start seeing more of that in their game, I think. We're going to start seeing the David Fletchers. We're going to start seeing guys who don't shine.
And he's 32, John. He's 32 leading baseball in stolen bases.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, the art of the game is suffered in some ways because of the strategy of the game that's been playing. We're going to start seeing some outliers come back and see more speed and see more creativity, because you can't fill a roster with one-way players. And I think you're starting to see the value. Like, I don't know. Many people in the country don't know who David Fletcher is, but he signed a 5-year deal. The Angels love him. He'll hit a ball above his head. He'll hit a ball at his ankles. It won't show up on any statistic that is sexy, but yet all he does is get on base and help his team. And I think those are the kind of guys that when you look at, the all-stars are always going to take, the big boys are always going to take the headlines. But under the radar, you're going to start seeing these guys play the game a little bit differently.
Everybody's going to watch Ohtani, but I'm watching Witt tonight instead.
There you go. Yeah. See, I mean, yeah. In Colorado, you know, if he played in Colorado, he would be pushing the average way north of, you know, 300, and he would be stealing a lot more bases because – the way the game is played in Colorado, everyone assumes there'd be home runs, but there's going to be more hits.
Can you later in the game tonight drop in as, you know, Joe, as I said earlier today on the Dan Patrick Show? Because I'll stay, like, if you get to the sixth inning, maybe, like, I'll make sure my fans stay. Sixth inning, seventh inning, just say, you know, Joe, as I said earlier today on the popular Dan Patrick Show.
Yeah, there's, you know, I'm going to tie that in with Whit Merrifield.
Yeah, I love it.
You know, there you got it.
I'm gonna
so whenever he comes, yeah. When he comes in the game and he comes up to the plate, tune in.
Prepare. I want Fox to be ready for a blast of popularity. Your ratings are going to have a spike when Whit comes to the plate. Everybody's going to be tuning in. My best to Joe and John. Good to talk to you, buddy.
Thank you for having me.
That's Johnny Smoltz, Hall of Famer. He won a sports Emmy. Joe Buck won a sports Emmy this year. They probably got a few of those. It's okay. Just nice being nominated. Joe Madden on the show tomorrow. Russell Wilson Jr. III is back.
No.
Yes. Yes. This is where it all started.
I don't buy it.
Right after the Super Bowl. We haven't heard from Russ. Fritzy reached out. Asked Russ if he'd join us. And he's going to tomorrow. What could go wrong? We'll come back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year-round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Once again, John Smoltz will make reference to the show later tonight at the All-Star Game when Whit Merrifield of the Kansas City Royals gets into the lineup. Guess who has the longest active streak in baseball? Whit Merrifield. He's played in 396 straight games, and he's a do-it-all guy. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Day,
all
right. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Yes, Paul.
Yeah, Whit Merrifield's led the league in hits twice. He's led the league in stolen bases three times. 32 years old. We're the official show of Whit Merrifield.
I love it. Yes. We're embracing Whit Merrifield, and especially tonight. Yes, Eden.
We're the official show of Whit Merrifield and people who have a lot of time on their hands, Paul? Is that what the...
Yes.
Shut-ins?
We showed a video during the break of a guy taking an old Evel Knievel toy in his front yard and doing jumps with it.
Yeah.
So awesome.
Yeah. It was great. Jake in Colorado. Hey, Jake, what's on your mind? Hey, Jake.
Hey, Dan. First time, long time, 6'1", 75. I had an opportunity to go to the Home Run Derby last night, and just I've been down on baseball for a while, but last night was electric. And you had Harold on yesterday. He talked about how fast the ball leaves Ohtani's bat. I'll tell you what, they've been putting nets on the foul line. They're going to put nets in the right field corner. I was worried for people in the right field, outfield, just getting those home runs. They were going fast, but it was an electric atmosphere, and it was really cool just to see how excited people were for him. And I mean, he got, I think, more applause than Trevor Story, the local hero. So I don't know. Maybe he's going to help baseball get kind of a little bit back to the excitement, but definitely got me more interested than I had been in the past.
Yeah, he's become baseball's star. I mean, he plays for the Angels, but he's baseball's, like, that's a national star. I don't think you're really concerned about his team as much as the fascination of Shohei Ohtani. Jason in Nebraska. Hey, Jace, what's on your mind?
Hey, Danny and Danettes. Love you guys. You know, I totally agree with you, Danny, on the criticism of LeBron James, but I also think he brings it on himself a lot. He's very vocal, and that's fine. I don't want to ever say shut up and dribble, never. But, you know, he's very vocal, and I sometimes think that that turns on him and possibly hurts the league at times. And I'll just leave it at this. I think it's not coincidental at all that he released Space Jam 2, probably thinking he would win his second championship with the Lakers and then release that movie and then be in the Jordan stratosphere. But sure. Unfortunately, Jordan is God for all of us. Well, most of us, and he's never going to be there, unfortunately. But so thank you for your time. Stuck at Iowa.
All right. Oh, okay.
Wow.
Thank you, Jace. Now it's going state by state. State on state crime. Yes, McClellan.
You know, you watch the Suns, who are now favored to win. Like, the Lakers really could have won the title this year.
Absolutely.
No, Dad, they must be kind of upset.
Yes. I mean, if Anthony Davis was completely healthy, then they're still the favorites to win. And I think this is one of those lost opportunities. LeBron will look back and go, that should have been, we should have gotten one there, too. But look, everybody has the first person on the moon, you know, Neil Armstrong, we don't care about the second person on the moon. That's why Jordan is always going to be there for people. And no matter what LeBron does, he'll never supplant Michael. It's just never going to happen. Having been able to cover both of them and having been there for all those championships with Jordan, I understand the magnitude of what I was watching. Part of the reason why I asked my bosses to be able to cover the NBA Finals is I wanted to be there to watch Michael Jordan win. Plain and simple. Selfish on my part. I could have stayed and did SportsCenter in Bristol, Connecticut, but I thought, you know what? I want to be out there. I want to interview Jordan after these games, after these championships. I want to be there to document this. Now, I was fortunate to also be there when the Rockets won their back-to-back championships as well, and I enjoyed that as well. But I got a chance to be there, front and center, talk to Jordan before games, after games, and you know, that was a privilege, but that's the reason why I did it. I saw really the embryonic stages of what this could be, and Jordan did the rest. So it was great to have that opportunity to be there to chronicle one of the greatest athletes in any sport. All right, coming up, we'll talk to Joe Vardon from The Athletic. He had a little back and forth with Greg Popovich after Team USA lost to Australia. Should we be concerned about Team USA? More of your phone calls as well. Back after this. One more item in the second hour, and it's our new partner at Stifel. This past year brought a lot of changes to our lives, and for some of you that meant maybe you changed jobs, maybe you considered retirement. And if that's your situation, I have the right people for you. Do you have enough money to retire? Who's handling your retirement accounts? Is your portfolio invested appropriately? These are all big steps. When it comes to investing for retirement, most people can't afford to make mistakes. Stifel, STIFEL, has helped clients like you manage investments for over 100 130 years. Your Stifel financial advisor can help you create a personalized retirement plan, understand your options, and then they're going to work around your needs. Plus, Stifel clients have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views so you can make more informed decisions regarding your portfolio. Find your Stifel financial advisor at Stifel.com. Once again, Stifel.com, Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated. Member SIPC and NYSE.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz, available with digital light technology. So smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQE-SUV.